joined with head coach Glenn O'Neill. Coach, I know it's a heartbreak of a game, but your team fighting through a lot of adversity through turnovers found themselves in, or put themselves in a good position to try to win a ball game in the end.
They did. I mean, that's one of the last things we talked about was, you know, the character that they showed to come back, you know, in that second half where it's been pretty easy to kind of lay down and just, you know, roll over, and our guys didn't do that. So, you know, really proud of their effort.
And that second play scrimmage, big play that time on the hook and ladder, and that's something that probably Norton hadn't run all year, and that ended up going for 69 yards, but your team came back, threw the pick, then the three and outs, and, you know, the offense was driving the ball pretty good once again, and guys didn't have a bad day rushing the ball, and you knew it was going to be a tough one against that Norton line.
Well, they competed. I mean, that's all you can ask. I mean, you know, we had opportunities, you know, make plays to possibly win the game, and, you know, missed a couple tackles in the open field, you know, missed a block here and there. And, you know, that's part of, you know, football right there as far as, you know, being on a winning team and being on a losing team, both. You either make the play or you don't. And, you know, the quarterback made a big play for them on a fourth down with a scramble. You know, got a couple, you know, close first downs on some other situations. And our guys, you know, battled to the end just to come up a little short.
Well, and how about that fourth down catch by Fro in the back of the end zone? He was blanketed kind of similar on a third down play right at the goal line. You go back to him on fourth down there, and what a spectacular catch to give you guys the lead at the time there.
Yeah, it's a really nice play. I mean, it's you know, something that's going to look really good tomorrow. You know, right now it doesn't really matter too much.
And once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers falling short here this afternoon, 28-24. Norton, going to be 9-2, head to Wichita Collegiate next weekend for that game. But, you know, Coach, I know it hurts right now for a lot of the players and everybody invested in the time here, but what the senior class has done, they've had a phenomenal run, two state championship appearances, a sub-state finish, and they've had a very good career in their 4 years here at Scott City.
Oh, they have. I mean, they've battled through a lot of up and downs as far as injuries and, you know, different emotions that kind of, you know, run through their bodies. And, you know, but, you know, they set their own legacy. You know, that's something we talk about with all our senior classes is to come in and, you know, set your place in as far as the Scott City football goes. And, you know, that's one thing that they did. You know, they come up and, you know, league champions and, you know, got the district and the bi-district and, you know, made this appearance and, you know, be a football game that people will discuss for a long time as far as, you know, things that happened and, you know, things that they could have gone differently.
All right. So, once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Beavers falling short here this afternoon. And a whale of a game, 28-24. Appreciate everything all season, Coach. Thanks again, as always, and we'll see you around.
All right, thanks, Adam.